This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. I know it's too early for you to do math, so I'll do it for you. The median or typical sales price of a home in America is $431,000. Finance all of it, 30 years fixed rate at 8% is $3,163 a month. At 7%, it's $2,867, a savings of $296 a month. We have some new information if you're doing the math on a new electric car. It's from the U.S. Department of Energy, and among the takeaways, some popular EVs like Tesla's cheaper Model 3, the Nissan Leaf, and the Ford Mustang Mach-E will no longer qualify for the full $7,500 federal tax credit as of January 1st because too many of their components originate in China, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports.
Andrew Rosen in Chattanooga, Tennessee, has been shopping for a Tesla, weighing not just the model, color, and trim choices, but the calendar.
Do I buy it now? Do I buy it next year?
If he waits, the tax incentive can be taken immediately off the price of the car in 2024, but it could be cut in half for some models.
People saying, like, take delivery this year to take advantage of it, and then you see other people saying next year will be more beneficial.
I have a PhD in this stuff, and I still have to go on a case-by-case basis to figure out which car is eligible for what.
John Paul Helveston at George Washington University says the quickly shifting landscape of incentives this year can be overwhelming for consumers, and that could make it harder for automakers to predict demand, says analyst Garrett Nelson at CFRA.
You could see higher EV sales of these models in the fourth quarter, followed by lower sales next year.
In the end, Andrew Rosen went for the Tesla Model Y, which still qualifies for the full tax credit. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.